Please read the instructions and the exercise for task four. You've got 20 seconds. Now listen to text four.
The International Young Echo Hero Awards.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Voices of Youth, the radio program by young people for young people. My name is Eric Lee, and my guest today is Caitlin Welsh from the environmental organization Action for Nature. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
Caitlin, tell us a bit about your organization.
Well, Action for Nature is a nonprofit organization based in San Francisco, California. We've created the International Young Echo Hero Awards program, which honors the work of young people between the ages of 8 and 16 who've done environmental projects. We believe that young people can have a positive impact on the environment, and we're proud of all the applicants from around the world.
Wow. And who chooses the winners from all these applicants?
The winners are chosen by a team of independent judges. The applications will be judged according to several criteria. Of course, we expect originality and perfect organization. However, the main criteria are the educational effect on others and the positive consequences for nature.
That sounds pretty demanding. And what do the winners get for their efforts?
Well, the winners receive a personal diploma, a gift certificate worth $1,000, and their photo will be published in all national newspapers.
So, if I want to apply to become a young Echo Hero, what do I have to do?
First, read the guidelines to see if you meet the requirements to become a young Echo Hero. Then you have to fill out an application form, which is available on our website, actionfornature.org.
And where do I send the completed application?
Please send it to caitlin.welsh@action.org.
Could you please spell it for our listeners?
Of course. caitlin.welsh@action.org.
Thanks a lot, Caitlin. Is there anything else that's important?
Yes. Please send in your completed application by February 28th, 2013. Award winners will be informed by May 30th, 2013. For any further information, have a look at our website.
Thank you very much for the interview, Caitlin.
You're welcome, Eric.
Now listen again.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Voices of Youth, the radio program by young people for young people. My name is Eric Lee, and my guest today is Caitlin Welsh from the environmental organization Action for Nature. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
Caitlin, tell us a bit about your organization.
Well, Action for Nature is a nonprofit organization based in San Francisco, California. We've created the International Young Echo Hero Awards program, which honors the work of young people between the ages of 8 and 16 who've done environmental projects. We believe that young people can have a positive impact on the environment, and we're proud of all the applicants from around the world.
Wow. And who chooses the winners from all these applicants?
The winners are chosen by a team of independent judges. The applications will be judged according to several criteria. Of course, we expect originality and perfect organization. However, the main criteria are the educational effect on others and the positive consequences for nature.
That sounds pretty demanding. And what do the winners get for their efforts?
Well, the winners receive a personal diploma, a gift certificate worth $1,000, and their photo will be published in all national newspapers.
So, if I want to apply to become a young Echo Hero, what do I have to do?
First, read the guidelines to see if you meet the requirements to become a young Echo Hero. Then you have to fill out an application form, which is available on our website, actionfornature.org.
And where do I send the completed application?
Please send it to caitlin.welsh@action.org.
Could you please spell it for our listeners?
Of course. caitlin@action.org.
Thanks a lot, Caitlin. Is there anything else that's important?
Yes. Please send in your completed application by February 28th, 2013. Award winners will be informed by May 30th, 2013. For any further information, have a look at our website.
Thank you very much for the interview, Caitlin.
You're welcome, Eric.